This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The severe drought in New England is persisting, even with the rainfall this week. The drought is causing wells to run dry. The hotter temperatures from climate change could make future droughts more likely. Reporter Annie Ropik tells us how the dry conditions are affecting people who rely on well water and how they can prepare for what's to come.
The bog behind Jen Kippen's house in Hooksett, New Hampshire, has never been this dry. Where normally there's lots of wildlife and enough mud and water for her grandsons to lose their sneakers in, right now it's just a lot of dying plants.
This should all be water,
yeah.
All of this. But as you can see, it's all these yellow ferns, green ferns. There's
That's
no water.
Crazy.
There's none.
New England didn't have much consistent snowpack last winter, and this summer was hotter than average with very little rain. Conditions aren't improving, and wells like Kippen's are starting to run dry. The water in her house is coming out gritty and orange, clogging up her filters. She says dealing with this has been exhausting, especially with extra kids and adults living in the house due to the pandemic. They've bought bottled drinking water, cut back on baths and showers, even began taking their laundry to the local laundromat. It's made her think about how normally people in this region take their water for granted.
You know, we can turn on the faucet and water comes out, and we don't give it much thought of where it's coming from. We can take our showers, we can make our coffee in the morning. But it does get concerning when you turn on the shower and sediment comes out. Now you have to be more conscious.
Now Kippen is facing a tough choice. Where to get water if the drought doesn't ease up?
To drill a well, thousands of dollars handed over one time, and I don't have that. I don't know financially what we're going to do. I don't even know what it's going to cost to have water trucked in a holding tank. So for now, we're honestly praying for the best, praying for some rain.
What little rain is forecast all across New England in the next few weeks likely won't be enough to end the region's drought. And New Hampshire state climatologist Mary Stampone says this will keep happening as the world gets warmer and even as the Northeast gets wetter.
Yeah, this is complicated. We are still getting wetter, but the problem is we're getting more of that precipitation in larger storms. But we're still also getting warmer. And so in the summer months, we have those warmer temperatures that can extract more water from the soil. So if we happen to have a dry, warm season, the warmer temperatures make that dryness more intense.
Stampone says there isn't a lot of research about drought in the Northeast. She's working on studying how it relates to changing winter snowpacks. But one thing is clear, climate change makes it more likely that rain will be inconsistent and that dry spells will worsen into droughts. So how can New England be better prepared, especially the majority of residents in states like New Hampshire who rely on either public or private wells? Stampone says we need to change some habits around water.
I mean, I personally would recommend conservation, especially in the late spring, those early summer months, because by the time a drought is declared, a lot of those things that would have given you another month of water maybe. You know, that time is already gone.
New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services Water Division Director Tom O'Donovan puts it another way.
Buying a fire extinguisher when your house is on fire makes no sense of any kind. Buying a fire extinguisher ahead of time is how you save your house. This is exactly what's going on with wells. Conserve now, because conserving after the well goes dry doesn't do you good at all.
He says conservation can be proactive. It can mean investing ahead of time in low-flow toilets and showerheads, in fixing leaks, in drought-hardy landscaping that needs less irrigation. And there are other bigger ways to prepare. After a similarly severe drought hit much of New England in 2016, the hottest year ever recorded on Earth, O'Donovan says lots of people deepen their private wells and so are more protected this time. It's the same idea for public water systems, where O'Donovan says redundancies are key, like the state's Southern New Hampshire Regional Water Interconnection Project. The massive new pipeline is linking some well users and smaller systems to a major reservoir, using nearly $40 million in MTBE contamination settlement funds from Exxon.
It was designed to move water to areas where water was not available because it was contaminated. It serves exactly the same purpose when water's not available. So those sort of interconnected approaches are something we in the department feel is very, very good investment in resiliency for our communities.
But money isn't the only obstacle to resilience. The only wells in the town of Plymouth date to the 1950s and are at risk from droughts, floods, and contamination ever since the state built I-93 a few hundred feet away. Water District Superintendent Jason Randall says they spent 50 years looking for a suitable spot for a new well and are still waiting on permits to start drilling.
It'll be the first time in, you know, close to 60, 70 years that we've had a backup source for water.
Local water officials like Randall say getting clean water into people's homes is complicated and expensive, even in the best of times. With more droughts and other risks on the rise, the cheapest way to ensure the state will have enough water is to just use less of it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.
Funding for WBUR's environmental coverage comes from an unlikely story bookstore and cafe in Plainville, with the book titled Food Fix by Dr. Mark Hyman, offering solutions to climate change, our economy, and our health, all through changes to the global food system. Learn more at anunlikelystory.com.